Walk into UAB's Smolene International House on a Tuesday morning, and you'll see cartoons on TV, women laughing and talking, while infants crawl around. A typical women's group. But listen a little closer, and you'll find it's not that simple.
My name is Eng Lu. I come from China.
Hello, my name is Sylvia Huang, Cha Hui Huang. I'm from Taiwan.
My name is Dora. I am from Uzbekistan.
Hi, I'm Ashwini. I'm from India.
All of these women are married to men who are graduate students or researchers at UAB. Together, they take trips to Birmingham attractions, teach each other about their cultures, and support one another in their struggles to adjust to a new American life. Though they come from different countries, their stories about their first months here are pretty much the same.
After coming here, like, I was sitting home, nothing to do.
But when we reach here, we have a lot of time to stay at home and nothing to do.
Nothing to do. That's where Amy Owen steps in. She runs the International Women's Group at UAB.
Their spouses have an immediate connection to UAB through their department. You know, they're working to get them assimilated and connected with either the research or the academic side of what they're pursuing. But then the women and the wives are left at home. Most of them, in fact, all of them, they do not have cars, they don't have a driver's license, so they're really kind of stuck.
This was true for Sylvia Wang and her husband, Ping Chen. Chen is a PhD student in neurobiology, and Wang, like many of the wives that come here, is also well-educated. She says she left a good job as a counselor in Taiwan to be with her husband in the U.S. Wang and Chen tick off the challenges she's faced. For their first 8 months in Birmingham, the couple didn't have enough money to buy a car. And because they didn't have a car, they couldn't practice driving. Transportation problems were just the beginning. Like many wives, Wang couldn't get a social security number. She's on what's called an F2 visa, accompanying her F1 husband. The F2 bars her from working in the U.S. or taking any coursework that could go towards a degree. Wang says she understands the federal government's concern over giving foreigners jobs, but what she cannot understand is why they wouldn't encourage foreigners to take professional classes. She's willing to pay for them, and she has plenty of time. International couples can be here for 5 or 6 years.
I think female growth is really important. Like, we all have our studies or our jobs or our career in our home country, but if we want to be here with our husband to sustain our family as a whole, we have to quit our jobs and everything. We never expect that when we come here, there are a lot of restrictions.
Her husband realizes her frustration.
If you are a spouse, you have no bank account for yourself, you have no ID for yourself, you are actually, if you just disappeared and nobody care, nobody know.
I have to be totally dependent under his name.
For Wang, this loss of independence is one of the hardest parts about living here. She went from having a dynamic presence in her homeland to being almost invisible in the U.S. Her two comforts have been the internet, she emails friends all the time, and the International Women's Group. But while the international community is strong in Birmingham, she knows very few Americans. Back at the Smolene House, there's one exception, Amy Brewster, an American who joined the group.
I remember several years ago I heard a statistic, and I don't remember the exact number, but we'll just say most internationals come to America and don't get to see the inside of an American home. And I just thought that's a sad thing, because that was probably one of the things that people are most excited to do, see how Americans really live, have the opportunity to be a part of it. So that's one of the reasons I get involved, because I feel like, as a host culture, we need to be opening our lives up and our homes up.
Because they feel so invisible a lot of the time, the international women say they doubly appreciate people like Brewster, who reach out to them and treat them with respect. For WBHM, I'm Roseanne Pereira.